Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Preston Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Coleman. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Rip Coleman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Taylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Tasby reaches second base with a double. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Tasby moves to third. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda takes first base on ball 4. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Miranda moves to second. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 0 in the game. Boyd strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rip Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyd. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hadley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tasby hits a pop-up towards first. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Serve pinch hits for Hal Smith. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. House moves to second. Rip Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. House moves to third. Serve moves to second. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to home to get House. Serve moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger now playing second base. Jerry Lump now playing third base. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Miranda is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tasby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Tasby reaches second base with a double. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into left field. Ward picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ward. Tasby scores. Boyd moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Albie Pearson now playing left field. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hadley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hadley moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hadley moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Ray Boone pinch hits for Wayne Terwilliger. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.